Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neal and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Glad you could join us today. Actually, today is, well, one day shy of our 6th anniversary broadcasting the show. Tomorrow, I think, is the true anniversary. It started on 8/18/2012, and here we are 6 years later.
Wow. Hard to believe, 6 years. That's quite a time. That is the duration of time that we've been doing the show.
That's correct.
No, what I was thinking was, because I've been on the radio for maybe 20 years or so, started about 20 years ago, probably at least about 20 years ago.
I mean, this is actually more a podcast than the radio. So when you were on, it was actual radio. You've been on
radio.
Actual, like,
Angels
AM,
in waiting
AM
and
or FM. I don't know if it was AM or FM.
FM, I think. And then from there, of course, moved all around, been on radio shows, but
podcasts so on and so forth.
I used to be on a radio show in Florida, but the area here is about our 6 year anniversary, which we're celebrating more or less as a, here we've been serving people out there and giving readings and helping, hopefully,
helping people
for 6 years now.
Anyway, that's what it is today, and we've got several callers in the queue. Want to invite them to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. We appreciate it when people do that, and we will do extra work once you're connected with us on Facebook, because we can look at your photos, etc., and that helps us do a little bit of deeper energy work for people. So caller today, first caller, 940-914-3380164 is the call-in number. Were you going to say something?
Well, and if we do get time to our topic.
Oh, we're talking about how to get out of your head.
Yeah, we have some time. We always take callers first.
But 480 is on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Your birthday again?
Quick question. Yeah, 529.70.
529.70?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And question is, I just moved to Las Vegas 7 weeks ago today. Things are
but it's warm.
Yeah, but it's not as hot as Scottsdale and Phoenix area, so that's why I picked
it. Is that where you moved from?
No, I moved from California. Fires, mudslides,
you were in
earthquake.
San Diego, right?
No, I was in Ventura, California, in Ojai.
I don't know why I thought that, but okay.
Yeah, and then working just north of Santa Barbara, and the commute, and, $1,800 for a crappy one-bedroom apartment is a little much.
Wow.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive here, so it's a lot less, I hear, in Nevada.
Oh, absolutely. So, I moved to launch a couple projects and so forth. But my main, which I know that stuff's all going to work out and so forth. I got hired I'm just going to wait tables part-time. It's a great way to kind of have a flexible schedule and so forth. And I got hired by a very large restaurant group. And I just kind of want to make sure, I did take a position that I'm overqualified for, but I want to kind of make sure that, the money aspect, again, ego, I don't really care about that, just as long as the money's there to support what I need to do.
Well, he's going through a change right now. I mean, numerically, Michael, you're 48 years old, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And your master number is 6. So you're on a cycle of your master number, 8 times 6, your 8th cycle of your master number 6. So a move obviously happened. When did you move exactly? How long ago?
7 weeks.
Seven weeks
yeah, today.
Fairly soon after your birthday. And so you're asking if things are going to be successful?
Well, with the I know the projects that I'm going to launch will have some level of success, but I just want to make sure that the job that I took,
the restaurant
yeah.
job,
even though I'm well overqualified for it, I just want to make sure that the money's there to be able to,
yeah.
you know, not take it home with me and, you know, and work on my stuff.
Yeah. Common for waiters to be overqualified. A lot of people
yeah.
work in that industry in order to make money, but, you know, do
well,
other things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Michael, number one, your voice carries success. You're a totally successful person. You have that voice that is very
commanding,
very assured. I mean, you, in the element of the earth, I mean, you have the kind of voice that, and I don't mean to be offensive, that would make a great real estate agent selling a home.
Exactly.
You have this positive
or motivational
rapid
speaker
thought. Yeah.
You know,
you're very good and you're going to be successful. So when you talk about your higher goals, we agree with you. And you could give us a list of 10 things and we would say, oh, you're going to be successful in 8. So the attitude of what where your passion and your dreams are connecting to you on a higher level of success and motivation, that's going to be well established. The reason that you are underlying this with a sense of security while those ventures are being sought and accomplished is, I think, sound. I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to disrupt flow of your income while you're establishing your higher basis. So I don't think anything's going to go awry with this restaurant group. It will probably give you a nice income. You know, I don't know what. Let's just say, for instance, with pencil, not pen, let's say you clear $3,000 a month easily. And I don't know if that includes tips or not, but let's say you clear that. That's a figure that seems to be coming in. Now, I'm not sure of that. There might be tips on top of that. There may be a way of making that to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if that at least secures you and gives you some sense of comfort and stability, we're on the right table.
So what is your projected income? I mean, what do you
you know, it's very interesting that you mentioned 28 or 3,000, because again, not only intuitively when I kind of tap in and just kind of go, you know, what number are we looking realistically average weekly? And even I did it with a pendulum as well with numbers and so forth. And I got 700, which is very feasible here for Las Vegas because the cost of living is significantly less. So that's pretty much right in the window of what the number you were talking about.
You mean
and
700
real
a week?
Estate, 700 a week. So that's 2,800 a month. So we're right
real
there,
quick.
With a push or a minus, 3,000.
And
yeah.
that would be with tips, I would imagine. I mean, I don't think he's going to make
that would be with tips. Yeah, that would be with tips and probably only working about 25 hours a week.
Well, that's not
bad. That's good.
25 is your inverted 2-5
yeah.
in your days, and sometimes you can incorporate energies that way. Your problem is more in the alignment right now. You have a 29-11-2 in your days. So if you were sort of trying to concentrate on relationships and having relationships, we would, at least I would be more concerned about accomplishments there than I would about jobs. I think in relationship
department,
you would have a little bit more trouble, might have a little bit more trouble. Are you single or married? Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm single, but I've met a lot of women, you know, since they tend to be quickly going into the friends thing, which is fine too. But yeah, it's just the,
well,
the,
yeah.
the trend. I, there's
yeah.
been more friends and contacts business-wise in the 7 weeks that I've lived here than the 3 years that I lived in California, which
is not actively
mind-blowing to me.
His focus is work.
And the reason they're filtering down into friendships is because you have a little bit of relationship accomplishment karma. Mm-hmm. So, but it's not too troublesome, really, in the long run. And to tell you the truth, you know, there are maitre d's in well-established restaurants who make, God, $150,000, $200,000 a year. I mean, some of the top ones.
Yeah.
What a shameful job. There's an art to it. And so there's nothing, but, you know, but as a survival technique, I mean, when you look at very famous people, successful people, a lot of them just resorted to waiting tables because it's just, you know, and I think it's a commanding job anyways. I don't know how they balance all those plates on.
Yeah.
I would be going with I'd be going with one plate at a time, both hands holding the plate and watching every step I took.
But
I would be horrible.
But is it like a fine dining restaurant that you're waiting tables?
No, this is really casual. So it's this company, it's in the gaming industry, so the emphasis isn't necessarily on food, but it's more about service and the gaming side of things, and they're growing so fast. Like I wouldn't be surprised if I moved a bartender in the next 3 months, and then probably a management position at some sort after that, just for the fact
like
that
casino type thing place.
Yeah, it's one of the largest in Vegas. They own 70 restaurants with gaming, and then they also own multiple casinos and like strip casino. And it's insane of how big they are.
When you say 70 restaurants, it's not that your birthday
is tailored
for a restaurant.
Yeah.
But what it means is that what it tells us is that your current energy in the restaurant business as a waiter is strategic to your overall plan in life. In other words, it's part of the
It's a support. Plot. It's going to support his other goals.
Yeah, but
so he's in the right place. Yeah.
It was written in that this was what you would be doing while you were pursuing your higher goals.
Okay, Michael. Well, hopefully that helps.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much. And real estate is one of the areas that I'm going to go into. You mentioned that way in the beginning.
Okay, good luck. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
And Michael can join us on Facebook. He should. And also Twitter and Blog Talk Radio, of course. Yep. He's going to bartend, which actually is also very lucrative.
Yeah.
I'm sure in a gaming situation it would be a good generator tips. Okay, hi Allison. 315-57.
Hey, I'm glad I called in on the day your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My question isn't about me, actually it's about a family member and I have their numbers.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and provide the birth date first. It is January 12th, 1981.
And just real quick, I want to let the other callers know we're going to be getting to them. So everybody in the queue will be getting reading. Please be patient because we've dropped some. So go ahead, Allison. So 1-12-81-234-14-9.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your question?
Well, I would like to know whether or not the gap, this is a family member, whether the very long standing gap between us will ever be overcome or at least significantly narrowed.
Who is this person to you? What is the relationship?
He's my son.
Okay. Do you want to say anything?
Go ahead. I mean,
is there anything you want to say?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's problems. The 11s.
Well, you see, your karmic number is 31, and that's in your first two numbers. And your son's master number is 5, and that happens to be your third number.
And her karmic number is in his 112.
Yeah. So, in other words, you're month and day occupies your overall karmic number, 31,
mm-hmm.
and your son's master number, 5. So this is mm-hmm. a significant energy, not to mention that you're 57 and your year is 12, which is the day he was born. So the
right, and her, again, the 1-2 in his day is a 3, and going backwards, the 1 becomes her karmic number. So he holds her karmic number in his,
yeah.
in his month and day, 31, 3-1.
Three. So what this is suggesting, that you're, that the connection between the two of you is not earthly defined. You know, you had a baby, it was your son, you're connected, all the DNA, the history. What this is saying is that this was predestined. There was already a story going on between the two of you before you came to this planet. You as the mother, he as the son. Already this history. So that establishes a kind of plot development. Now, we look at the plot development, we go, well, gee, I wonder if there's going to be any hope. The 5 and the 8 in your respective years is 13, which is your inverted 31. That's a good sign, respectively speaking, in your year. An 8, which is in his energy field of his year. So we say, well, what is that's 4 and 8, which is 12. And when we add those two numbers, it becomes, which is in his day. Now, what it means is this. Your son holds the key to anger. Son is angry. And he may be justified. There may be bits of justification of, you know, other things that could be helped. Here's what I think is going to happen, is that eventually he's going to come around and form a relationship with you. And it may be to do with a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want to comment, Allison, a little bit, or give us?
I don't really know what he means by. I mean, he has children. I mean,
maybe there's going to be, maybe that is going to be the bridge to reuniting.
See, we didn't know he had children. We didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got two. Yeah, he's got two. As far as I know, he's got, you know, my grandchildren. Obviously, he's got two, and you know, the wife. And he's got the whole conventional lifestyle going on, so, you know,
but
the job and the house, and the big house and the mortgage.
It's too bad because I wish that he was helping you a little bit more in your current situation if he has the resources.
Well, he's angry.
So I'm wondering
why.
So
was there a bitter divorce that he witnessed between you and your former husband? Was that something like that went on?
I've never been married.
Married, yeah. I didn't think.
Well, the father
no.
of the child, was there a bitter
separation?
No, there was not any. He's never met his father.
Well.
So he's never met his father. So do you
essentially? As far as I know.
Okay.
What caused the two of you to have this rift?
Well, that's a really long personal story, so I really don't care to go into it, especially on a radio show. So,
you're calling and
definitely...
asking. It's fine. You don't have to go into it. But when you call, I mean, we're trying
to. No.
But my question isn't. But let's just leave it. Let's just leave it at if he has some anger or if he has some anger or abandonment issue, that's fine.
Yeah.
But my question really is not where that stems from, but is if this may be overcome at some point. For him,
absolutely.
So that we can begin to make to come together.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's my question.
Okay. Yeah. Let's look at the baseball diamond here. There's going to be a reunion. There's going to be a reunion. That's a prediction. Okay.
Okay.
So don't worry
about
that. I know there's a sort of anxiousness on your part and regret and sadness, and you want to have that connection. I think you're going to get it. I think you're going to get it. There's a really weird image coming up. Now, don't worry, because you may say, I have no idea what you're talking about, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm just going to put the word in your ears. And the word is pink lemonade. You know when you're a kid and it's a hot day? I mean, who ever heard of pink lemonade? But sometimes your mom would make pink lemonade.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
I'm just telling you that. You don't need, all you got to do is hear it and let it sink in your ears. Pink lemonade. Okay? I know it sounds nuts. But you see, if I see the two of you having a union, then what happens is that it probably will happen. And if I'm planning a word that suggests something that you may not even define, then it doesn't matter. It's just something that's applied to this ultimate outcome that we're seeing. But did you want to say something?
No. No.
Nothing? Yeah, do you have anything to say? Nothing at all. Okay, well, did you have any, you know, if you're just asking if there's a, outcome to this.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, I mean, we have other callers, but I mean, if you wanted to say, what is the obstacle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the obstacle yourself?
She doesn't want to express the obstacle. That makes it a little challenging is all I want to say. I mean, I understand not wanting to reveal total personal information on the radio, but with more information than more, you know, oftentimes there can be more psychic validation. So if, I mean, can you express the obstacle or is that too personal?
No, I prefer not to. And the question really is focused on, will the gulf be bridged? That is really my only true. Over time, you know, not tomorrow, but he is hitting, you know, he's heading into his 40s pretty soon, and I'm not getting any, you know, and I'm closer to death than life.
Okay,
sort of life,
so
sure,
Allison,
you know, so
I'm going to plant symbolic words, and then we'll move on. Once the quote betrayal is released, and I mean betrayal subjectively, once the betrayal is released,
mm-hmm.
there'll be
mm-hmm.
forgiveness. If that makes sense to you.
Once the betrayal is released.
There will be forgiveness.
There will be forgiveness.
Yeah, betrayal. Well, that's subjective.
Uh-huh, right.
It doesn't have to, you know, no one has to justify it. But that word, once the betrayal is released from
mm-hmm.
the psyche of the individual, there will be forgiveness.
Right.
If that makes any sense to you.
I'll chew on that for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But you do, okay. Hopefully there will be a coming together again. Thank you very much. I had to just ask today. Thank you very much. And please mute me so I can keep on listening. Thank you very much. And happy anniversary again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have 203 area code next. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
It's Cecil. I haven't talked to you guys for like
Cecil.
Many, many
yeah.
months.
Give us your birthday
you
again.
Oh, it's October 18th, 1989.
Okay.
And my question is, because I've been in a relationship for like 2.5 years. There's been a lot of tough times. It's just lately, for the last month, it's been so traumatic. And, you know, just a lot of things that, you know, that I'm not liking. And I'm just wondering what you guys are seeing, like, as far as my relationship.
And you're 28 years old, correct?
Yep. Going on 29.
28,
like
yeah. You're almost there. It's coming up in October. Which 28
yeah.
is actually.
Well, a lot of people say I look young for my age, but could take that.
Wait, say that again.
I would say at least a lot of people say I look young, like really young for my age, but I could take that.
Yeah. Yeah. People used to say that to me, and I would get so angry because, you know, when you're like 21 or 22,
well,
you think,
yeah, I mean,
you know,
if you look
I
young,
look old, but
if you look young at 28, what do you look like? You're 10 years old?
It's kind of. Karmic number.
Yeah.
You know, he's 28 years old, and that's actually in his
yeah,
10.
Well,
so 10-18 actually is 1-1 is a 2 and 8. So that's your current age. Not only that, Stacel, but your karmic number is 3710 equals 1, your master number. And so that your age 28 is also a 10-1. So you know, there's a code going on right now in your birthday. You haven't reached the age of 37, but there might be some changes going on, and you're expressing some difficulties in your relationship. We would love to get the birthday of your significant other. What is that?
Oh, it's September 5th, 1987.
September 5th, 1987.
Yeah. Which is next month.
Oh. He's a 39-12-3. Is that right? Did I do that right? 14-24-15. 39-12. So he's compounded like you are. So he hasn't reached the age of 39 yet either. He's 2 years older, 30 years old, but he's on a multiple. I mean, he's on a 3, 30, which is his master.
Yeah, he looks age too.
I'm sorry, what is that? I don't know why I'm having problems.
I say he looks younger than his age too.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Wow. You know, there's something in the element of trust and what people do when they're not really facing one another that seems to be boiling my thoughts here.
Percolating.
But, yeah.
Percolating. So, Stacel, one of your journeys in life is to establish a trusting relationship where you really feel that support, no matter whether you're with the person at the moment or not.
Right.
And when distance comes and you start to wonder what's going on, that's your sign that you're in that darker karmic element of your journey in life, where you're trying to establish trust in a forever bonding, lasting relationship. One of your obstacles, and I'll just call it an obstacle, is the fact that you're compounded. So there, it brings in a lot of controversy. You have a 0101, which is an 11, which brings in a lot of controversy. But you have an 8 in your day. 18s are very strong.
Powerful.
People. You have an 8 and 9 in your year. That's wonderful. And ultimately, you will find you're going to find somebody. I mean, you're going to find somebody. The worst case scenario of all. The worst case, that would be at 37. But, you know, that's the worst.
Which, I mean, he could have, I mean, other relationships before 37,
oh, sure.
But the lasting relationship may not come till the age of 37.
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
it's not like you're going to be completely alone, but relationships may fade.
You're right. And, you know, if there's an intense sexuality on the part of your partner, and that sexuality is really intense, and you kind of wonder if it can be secured within one relationship, if that's one of your thoughts.
Right.
Validity to that. You know, our purpose on the radio show is not to point fingers at anybody or accuse anybody. This is not the platform to do that. We're here to help. And so we have to be gentle with things. You know, some radio show may say, well, they're cheating on you. But what if they weren't? And that gets put on the air. And the person who feels like, hey, I don't like that. You go on a radio show and they say that they're cheating, that's not clean. I don't like that. And they have no business saying things like that on the air. So we have to be very gentle. But in the psychological terrain of a person's psyche, if you can at least say, yes, there's an intense sexuality, yes, I don't feel like I totally trust the person, and yes, there may be an issue of security here and trust and maybe strain, perhaps. That's where my vibration seems to be coming from.
Do you want to comment, Stacel, on that? What are you feeling specifically wrong in the relationship?
Well, the worst part is my partner, even though he was with me, and, you know, I never really, like, seen anybody, but, you know, I know that he's been talking to other people.
Yeah.
And it's just been, like, it's almost like I'm the second choice of something. Like, I don't know.
So, yeah, did you hear that, Neil? He says that his partner's talking to other people and he's feeling kind of pushed to the side and not first, that he's being put first. Do you live apart or together?
We live in pretty much the same. He's under my lease, and, you know, that's just, you know, dealing with this.
No, that's not good. That's not good. Does he contribute financially to the living arrangement?
Yeah, he does. But there's times where it's like I keep getting asked for like a lot from me because I get more money than he does. But
right.
But sometimes I said no, I can't do it because I gotta pay this bill, and it's a no. It's like a real insult to him, and it's like it just becomes this big, huge argument sometimes.
And breaking up would be, I mean, a little bit more complicated because you're sharing the same living quarters. So then that's can get messy.
So for all general purposes, is this an intimate relationship that's meant to be monogamous?
Wait, say that again. I'm trying to let that thing in my head.
Well, for all general purposes, is this an intimate relationship? A physical sexual relationship that's meant to be monogamous.
It still is, but it's kind of like it feels like it just turned into like an almost like an open relationship type of thing. But it's the fact that, you know, I was trying to say why I have to be excluded, you know, and then, you know, there's a lot of like controlling and possessiveness over me because he feels like he's the dominant one, and it's like, and you know, we argue over that a lot, you know, and I don't know. It's like,
well, you know, in any relationship, Stacel, two people come into a relationship on levels of maturity, what they've learned, how they've grown, and so it takes two very mature people to establish a really bonded relationship. It doesn't mean that two people can't have fun and be a little bit immature. Of course, that can happen and still two people are bonded. But when people are coming into a relationship with a lot of baggage, history, and trust issues, and they're not really ready to settle down, but they're ready to be in a relationship without a firm boundary that they can be comfortable
right.
with. Then what they do in the relationship, they start to get angry because they feel trapped. Nothing's working the way they want. They're trying to control the situation. And they start to feel trapped and angry, and it starts to slowly corrupt the relationship because it's not a true union. It's a union based on some contingent factor that we have a need to be with one another. We are attracted to one another. We seem to get along in many ways, but we're not mature enough to be bonded together as a couple, better or worse.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem is. And I just think in your life, it's a level of a continual search and maturity, which probably goes for both parties, that ultimately I think is going to happen, probably not with this individual. I wouldn't put my money on it.
Yeah.
But give it a try. I mean, prove me wrong.
So, for the time being, what do you think I should, like, actually do, like, just dealing with this?
Well, I mean, where are you at? If the relationship isn't going to be a forever relationship, do you want to try to make it work for, you know, a certain length of time, or would you rather break off and try to start, you know, anew? What would you prefer?
Well, that's the problem. Like, it's like a lot of conflicted things with myself because it's like, you know, one moment I'm like, okay, well, if I get someone new, I'm going to make sure I don't have to go through that again with someone that's just been like very controlling and abusive and all this type of crazy stuff that I've been dealing with for like 2 years.
He's abusive to you, this guy?
He has.
Physically or verbally or both?
Both.
Oh, that's, yeah, no, I would definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we're not
getting
a good vibe.
I don't get a good vibe.
But I don't think the history of this kind of connection started here 2 years ago.
No.
I think you're a man who's gone through a lot of turmoil, a lot of stress.
I have.
Yeah. I don't think life has been that easy for you. And I think it's been challenging. So you're not, you've already come to the planet with challenges and obstacles. It's surmounting to this event. But what you have to do, and it's easier said than done, is find a really healthy relationship, not one that's going to meet some need that you're still trying to work out. See if this guy is dominant and aggressive and physically and emotionally abusive. Then what you got to say is, why am I in this and why am I tolerating it? And if you consider just physical factors, well, we have this contract, well, we live together, well, it's complicated because of the rent. All of these things might be part of the connection, but they're not the heartbeat. So you have a heart problem and you're trying to make these separate things the condition of an unhealthy person. It's like saying, you know, I have a real heart problem, but I sprained my wrist and that's what I'm concentrating on. These issues that you might say are connecting us is not the heart of the problem. Mm-hmm. The heart of the problem is that you need to respect yourself more and get into a place where you find somebody that respects you, not somebody that's going to feel some dark need in you to be abused or hurt so you can tolerate it and then feel sorry for yourself or feel abused or victimized. That's not healthy.
Yeah.
So, and you don't want to go through life continuing that pattern. So it's a journey of self-esteem and self-appreciation and self-respect and not falling into insecurities that would disrupt that sense of autonomy.
Right.
You're asking us if this is a healthy relationship?
No,
of course
no.
Not.
I mean, yeah. I know it's not. But, you know, there's part of me like, oh, well, maybe I can actually make it better or try to fix it. But I guess it never.
Yeah, you can't fix. I mean, it's possible that this person, if he was willing, could you know, start to modify his own behavior. But that's not your problem to fix. It's his. And, you know, I mean, that's going to be more challenging than...
Yeah.
Changing your own behavior.
Yeah, Kristen's right. I mean, human beings can heal one another. A human being can heal a human being and bring a human being to a loving place. A human being can do that with an animal, a mean pit bull. But sometimes it just doesn't work. You know, sometimes you just can't give love to somebody because what it does is it just feeds into the further problem. So you gotta be aware, you know, if you have a pit bull that you finally tamed and it's nice and you pat it, but every once in a while bites your hand when you're putting the food down and you have to go into the doctor and get stitches and you go, well, most of the time it's a nice dog. It doesn't.
You don't want
to feel like you're waking up wondering.
Yeah, when's the gauntlet
going
to drop?
Oh, I know. Almost every day kind of a thing. And there's days that's just, it gets really like physical and just violent. I have to like really defend myself because I'm, you know, I'm small, you know, I'm not tall and big as he is.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I get, you know, taken advantage of from him.
Boy.
Is he on the lease at your apartment? Or is it you on the lease and he's just staying there?
Well, no, he's on my lease, but I'm the head of household.
You're head of the household, so you can evict him, right?
Well, that's where the difficult part gets even worse because I live with him with his mom in Florida, and then I move him up here, and for him to, you know, because there's nobody here for him. Like, he just don't have nowhere to go. But another thing is, like, you know, I do have a second room. You know, I can always be in my second room, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, but that's not a good situation where you're escaping your own home to a different part of the residence in order for you not to be abused. That's not good. I mean, I would say that he needs to get him out of the apartment.
You're in an abusive relationship.
Yeah, that's...
No matter how you look at it, you're in an abusive relationship. You can surround it with all kinds of justifications, but it's abusive and it's not healthy. And if you're insecure enough to try to find ways to make it work, you'll love him, heal him, do something, it will work out, you'll change him. I think that's a task that's better put if you're going to be a therapist trying to help somebody than in this situation, which seems to be too big for the two of you. That his rage and his emotions are too much for you. You're smaller than him, or you're smaller than his rage. You can't handle it. So, you know, it'd be like you saying to me, well, I want to go out and save pit bulls from the pit fighting, and I'm going to get into the middle of the fighting pit, pat each one. I'll make it better. You're going to get ripped apart. And that's what's happening. And you got to, you know, it's a tough read, but you got to look at this. And I'm not saying you have to throw them out immediately, but you got to get your head straighter than the way you're approaching this is going to get you into further trouble.
Right.
Okay, Stacel. I mean, hopefully that provides you a little bit of direction. And we're really sorry you're going through this.
I know.
Well, yeah. Keep in touch with us. Please do keep in touch. And
What Chris and I will do is, you know, we can do one of two things. We can put out an energy work that makes them easier, maybe
to handle
something like that. Or we'll put it out to where the separation between the two of you is clean and it just happens. You move something and you're okay with it because you don't want to be in love with somebody who's going to be hurting you to this degree. Not healthy.
Yeah. And Stacel can connect with us on Facebook too. It might help us to see your picture or your partner's pictures. So, you know, that would be a more intense energy work that we could do for you. So, you have the option of finding here too, Stacel.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Well, you too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
313. Thank you so much for waiting.
Hi, how are you? Happy anniversary. It's our anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That was nice.
You're welcome.
A little mix there. Thank you.
You're welcome. How long has it been?
6 years we've been on the air.
How long?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Sherelle.
Sherelle? Oh, Sherelle. Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Hey. Sherelle.
Okay.
113093.
Yes. You are.
I'm sure you didn't recognize your number.
Yes.
Okay.
1079. Okay. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on with you?
I'm okay. Do y'all see me getting a new car soon or my finances increasing or a new job?
A new car. Are you working right now at all?
I'm currently working, but someone stole my money. I had this guy come out here. Yeah, I had this guy come out here, look at my car. He was a mechanic, told me my car wasn't good, and he said he had his car dealer license. You know, my sorry manager, I really don't know the person. It's someone I met off Facebook. Then I gave him $700. He's like, I'm going to call you when I get to the place.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to send you some pictures of some cars. Next day, I wake up. He blocked me on Facebook, blocked my phone number, and took off and ran with my money. I still haven't heard from him. And it's happened August the 6th, and I did make a public
statement. August the 6th? Sherelle, did you file charges against this guy? I mean...
Yes, I made a police report. And not only that, they said he did this multiple times.
Oh, so he's like a career...
Oh, creep.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Became a victim. And is there any... I mean, have they caught him, arrested him, anything like that?
Well, the update was he told me the detective told me to call him back Sunday. And they go send a warrant out for his arrest. So probably by next week.
Do they think they're going to recover any money for you or what?
Well, they told me that he was going to have a bond. He's going to have a bond. And I guess he's going to be like suspecting like who called on him and everything. And I don't know, I guess he's going to call me and give me back my money. Or if not, I'll take it to court, whatever
yeah,
way I have to go.
Yeah. If not, but it might be hard to recover, you know.
Yeah.
So your question.
So
is
my
about
man was upset.
Your what?
My man was upset. Like, why are you fighting somebody over? Yeah, he was very upset about it. But
yeah.
Well, why didn't your significant man? Why didn't this guy? Why wasn't he witness to this? Why wasn't he around
involved
when this was happening?
Because he was at work, so I took it upon myself to be independent and try to do stuff my own. Because when he get off work, everything be closed, and I didn't want to keep waiting.
Well,
so that's why I end up in the situation I'm in.
Sherelle, independence, becoming independent regards also the theme of self responsibility. And if you're going to be independent and do things on your own, you have to use common sense. Which is
you don't have cash.
But
you're,
you know,
right.
It happens, you know, people get taken. Didn't you tell me a story about where you gave a guy money for pictures back in the 70s?
Yeah,
right. So Neil did it too. I mean
was back in the 70s. Somebody, a photographer, took pictures and there was nothing in the camera. And then he told us he was gonna go, you know, develop them, and we had to put down a down payment, and we went to the place and there was no place there. But I was 19. You're not 19.
Well, she's 93, 18 and 7. She's 26.
24.
Oh,
24. I'll be 20.
Oh, no, sorry.
I'll be 25.
That's arithmetic.
Okay.
Naughty girl.
Hindsight.
And you're right,
you
know, like you said, I got to use common sense. You're right. And I was just anxious, you know, I'm ready to get a car. And now look
and
what happened to me.
She's learning.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Here's
number
the deal.
One, hindsight is always, you know, it's worth something, and then it's too late to get anything out of it, except for maybe learning, experience, wisdom. You never want to do that again. You don't want to part with money until you have a firm contract, you have the goods delivered, whatever. So you have to think about that in terms of your boundaries. The other thing is, more on a mystical level, because you're saying, well, I get
up a little
bit. Well, maybe you might get your money back legally through the legal channel. There's a good chance you might get it back. You might get back $500. Okay. They might be able to send his checks or whatever. The guy's probably going to be arrested, and they might be able to give you back $500 since there's other offenses he's done and other people are owed money. But here's what Kristen and I want to do, and this is what becomes mystical. We work with a regular deck of playing cards every night, and we work with this energy on a magical level. They're nothing but playing cards, and while we're doing these playing cards, we put out energy, and we almost electrify these playing cards. While we were talking just now, I saw the king in the deck. The king told me that you're going to be getting a car and a job. Now, I don't know how to explain that, except it's psychic. It may sound absolutely silly. It probably does sound silly. It's
no,
too
probably
abstract.
Probably not. She's calling the show. So
well, I mean, I see a deck.
Minded.
I see a king and the king.
Well,
I mean, it sounds like I'm a nut.
I did think that, actually, when you were talking. But no.
I think it sounds crazy. But it really doesn't, because this is what it's been going on all my life, this kind of craziness. And it's been pretty accurate. Not all the time, but pretty accurate. So
pretty accurate.
Anyways, the king is going to represent Did you ever know anyone who was named King? I mean, Martin Luther King, but
last name King, obviously.
Anybody usually. King? Stephen? I mean, there's Stephen King, Martin Luther.
But like
King.
A person besides, you know, a public figure. Anybody with the last name King?
Mm-mm. No, not that I could think of. No.
And do you have any animals?
No. No animals.
And nobody, no nickname, you know, in quotations, King. King doesn't ring a bell. Then it's purely just, I mean, I just wanted to know because I want to know if there was any other connection or reference. But on a mystical level, psychic level, you're going to be getting a job in a car. And have you thought about working?
Go ahead.
I guess my thought, Sherelle, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Have you thought about working in an office? Office work.
I have. I have been thinking of working in an office.
Yeah. And would you like to work like in a doctor's office or a dentist's office? What kind of office would you like to work in?
Either or.
Oh, has that been a thought in your mind?
Have
yes,
you? Yeah.
Ahead.
And have you done office work? Are you in that area?
No. I don't know if I haven't done any office work, but I wouldn't mind learning how to do it. And I do have my associate's degree. It just came through the mail.
Yeah, Kristen just heard AA. So not
Alcoholics Anonymous, but I did before she said
okay.
But you can go there too. Why not? Cover all bases. No. What kind of work do you do currently, Sherelle? I can't remember.
I do dietary aid. I serve food to the residents.
Oh.
And it's just that place is place.
Well, you're already kind of in the medical. You're already in the medical field, the well-being of diet and whatnot. So you're already instructional in that regard. Yeah, and since we came up with office work. Or in a dentist or a doctor's office, you know, a dentist is feeling pretty strong to me, but and dentists and oral and food and diet. I mean, they're all interconnected.
Wrapped in the same burrito.
Yeah. Yeah. So that may be where you need to go. Okay. And are you currently wearing a ring? Are you currently wearing a ring?
No ring. I haven't had a ring. I don't even wear rings. I wish I could, but no.
Do you have a ring? Do you own a ring?
No, like fake jewelry rings, but not nothing serious or not nothing expensive, no. Like fake jewelry, costume jewelry, but no, I don't wear rings like that.
But you don't have, do you have costume rings?
Yes.
So you have rings, just not like expensive rings, but that's in the ring category that she's on right now. Hmm.
Well, don't worry. We're just collecting. I'm collecting some images, and I just need to file them away. So, you know, let us know. You start applying for those jobs, Sherelle, and I think that you might get back 500.
Sherelle, am I wrong? Were you thinking of moving out for and breaking up with your boyfriend anyway at one point?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I mixing you up with someone?
No, you're right.
And we told you to move, right?
Yes.
So what's happening with that situation? Because she's...
It's being hard-headed, I guess, just probably believing everything will work out. That kind of thing, or is everything going to work out? Yeah.
So you're just hanging in there with him, but it's kind of like half-hearted?
It's okay.
You're not going to move now, I guess. You're just planning on staying?
I'm kind of indecisive. I don't know if I want to move. I don't know if I should get a car, if I'm going to stay here. I don't know. I'm just all confused right now.
Yeah, you got to get decisive. You got to get decisive about what you want to do, because that's gonna present problems for you.
What? Yeah, you got to set your direction towards the things you want. Let's consider...
because I didn't know what I want to move to, you know, because if I move back with my mom or she's in Arizona, I'm like, I'm starting over again. You know, just, you know, I don't know. don't want to follow no one else's dream. I want to be financially stable.
You're indecisive about what she wants to do.
Well, but that's not going to help you. I mean,
we can try to,
you know, put out energy so good things come to you, and you don't have to make decisions; they just fall on your lap. But that's not always the answer to life. There's something about the indecision on your part that maybe that's part of your challenge to get moving, and you have to set your direction. Let's, for the purpose of the reading, say that you're going to start to apply to doctor and dentist office. And just start putting your application out, state what you do, and see if someone through the channels of energy is going to hire you. Okay, what state do you live in?
Detroit, Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
Do you have a lot of doctors and dentist office out there?
Sure, it's a city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've already stated you were thinking about that. And would that command a better salary than what you're making now?
I hope so, because I don't have no experience. Like, you know, those type of jobs, you got to have experience in order to make more money.
I don't know exactly.
Put you off. You know what? They would put you at a low level, and I think you would learn. What the vision is that you would learn while you're on the job and command the office management.
Eventually. And I don't know if me having a degree would help as well. So,
say that again, Sheryl. We could say what you say. Repeat it, please.
I said I don't know if me having a degree would help.
Oh, it might.
Me having my degree.
Don't go in stating that you have no experience. Go in stating
what
your experiences
strength.
Are.
But
okay.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't.
But if she's staying in the area, I mean, she's also going to be with her mother. So, you know, you first need to decide whether you're staying or going. You want to establish a new job and then leave.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. My mom and family upset. I've been telling them I'm calm for the last 2 years and a year and a half, and now when I tell them they don't believe me. So they kind of being distant from me because I've been telling them I'm going to come and don't come and I'm buy my ticket and don't buy my ticket. So they kind of got me on the back burner. Which is understandable. That's like crying wolf. So.
We couldn't hear you. Suddenly everything went silent. So Neil was asking, do you do office work? Do you know computers to do office work? Do you know computers? Are you familiar with computers and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's enough there to be able to start applying and you know, craft the resume in such a way that you are an appealing candidate for potential employers. But you know what? We are actually at the end of our show, Sheryl, so we've got to close. But,
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed you all. And happy anniversary again, and have a good day.
Thank you so much. And Sheryl should follow us on Facebook. I don't think she ever has, but we would love to have her. She should follow
us
or send us a friend request. I think we have room for friends. And we didn't get to our topic again, but anyway, again, it's our.
We probably.
Yeah.
But we always try to think of the people out there first. So.
We do. Anyway, glad to be here. 6 years and going strong. Hope everyone has a great weekend. We are back on the air Wednesday. Bye bye.